The Gemara Daf Samach Tesim Beis has a Shaila, the Chitin Sheyarda Ba'avimah. What's the din of Chitin that came down through the clouds? Gemara says, Lamai, Ilam and Achas, Amai Loi, Elo Shtar Lachem. Shaila says, Shtar Lachem, Mai, do we say in Moshe Vasechem, Amar Rachmanah, that there says Moshe Vasechem, Lafuki the Chutzarts, the Loi? It can't come from Chutzarts, Alpha Da'avim, Shapir Da'avim, but if it comes from the clouds, it's Vasechem. Oh, Domin, Moshe Vasechem, Dafka, Filo Da'avim, Nami Loi. Maybe has to be Dafka, come from Eretz Yisrael, coming from the clouds is not going to be good. So what's the case over here? Rashi says, "Yardu ba'avim im hamatar kishasu avim ba'kianus balu sfina mele'achitim." So basically, when the clouds sucked up the water from the ocean, it also took chitim with it as well. There was a ship full of chitim that came up into the clouds, and now it came down with the rain. And the question is, are those kosher for shtei alechem or not? So Taisa has a kasha on Rashi. He says, "Mimaram shach." It doesn't make sense. Di mechutz la'aretz. Then where did these chitim come from originally? If they came from Chutz Laaretz, so if they came from Chutz Laaretz, that's where they grew, then why would it be mutter just because it went through the oven? You need Moshe Vasechem. And if it came from Eretz Yisrael, then what would be the havanah that they should be also because it went through the oven? So the man of Shach Taisa doesn't really hear what the Shaila would be with Rashi. So he says, not that it came from a ship, they didn't grow anywhere, it came from a nes. These are chitim that were produced through a nes. And the shaila is, are those kosher for menachas or not? Versh te alechem or not? Now, the ikar, his ikar kasha and Rashi, that miman of shach lechar shouldn't make a difference if it went through the oven, makes a difference where it came from. So there's a teretz from the Archa Shulchan and the Archa Shulchan Asid, and he says Avada Rashi means that they came from Chutz Laaretz, but there'd be a havamina that once it went through the clouds, that would be some type of ikal. Like if it went through the behemoth, maybe that's machshir, it loses the shame Chutz Laaretz, and then efshir would be kosher. That's what he wants to say to him, Yashav Rashi. But the Ikeb Shad that Taisa is saying, from here there's a Lachaira, Kasha, and Yedudik Yaseid from Reb Chaim. So Yedudik B'Shem Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim said, Yaseid Lagabi Ner Chanukah, he's going to the Beis Yosef's Kasha. Why do we have Chanukah for 8 days if there was enough Shemen for 1 day? And Reb Chaim Kiyodua said that it can't be that the Nes was a Nes in the Kamas of the Shemen. The more Shemen was Nischadish through a Nes, but it was a Nes in the Eichus, that the same amount of Shemen remained, but it became a better type of shaman that could burn for longer. So maybe the nace was on the first day as well. And Reb Chaim says it has to be the way. It can't be that there's a nace in Kamus, that more shaman was added through nace because I'm Cain. It's not shaman's ice. It's not regular shaman. The shaman of a nace does not have a din of shaman, which is kosher for the menorah, because when something is created through a nace, it's not considered that dover that you're trying to mimic. It's considered shaman shal nace, which is possible for the menorah, and therefore it has to be a nace in the Eichus, not in the Kamus. So the kasha is, so Reb David asks this kashan is Sefer Al-Atari, Parshas Ve'akel, says the Chai from Taisus over here, is he not like that? Because Taisus is saying that if these chitim are created through a nes, that would be kosher batsim for shtei alechem, if not for the problem of Moshe Vasechem. And the Lachai does have a din chita, even though it's created through a nes, so why would the Shemen not be considered Shemen as well, even though it's created through a nes? So that's the Ha'ara on Reb Chaim. I saw in the Sefer Sima Bevesa from Moshe Melchai Schulzinger, he brings down that when Rebbe Soloveitchik was giving shir on the sugya over here, Menachas and Daf Samech Tes, he asked the kashan Reb Chaim from this Taisus, and he said that he heard from his father from the Biskrov that Reb Chaim never said this Taisus. It's talking out from Reb Chaim. It's made up, and the whole thing is not correct, and therefore it's not shver because Reb Chaim talking never said this. You said it's not brought down. The shame, it's not brought down in any of the svarim. It's not the Biskrov didn't hear from him, so it's not a kash on Reb Chaim. But I did see a Lechai Yerai, not like that, in the Hakadamah to the Sefer HaSufis Rebbeinu Chaim Halevi. He brings down from Reb Yaakov Kamenetsky, who said that he had a friend by the name of Reb Mendel Shuk. And this Reb Mendel once was on a train with Reb Chaim. This was in Tafri Shayin Zayin. And he went over to him and he said, I heard that they say the Teretz in your name and the Beis Yosef's Kasha about the Shem Shal Nes. And Reb Chaim said, it's a very nice teretz, but I never said it. So he, Reb Chaim, denied saying it, which is taka how it's mashma from Reber. But then this Reb Mendel went to Slobodka, and he met Reb Baruch Haber, and Reb Baruch Haber asked him to tell him, what happened when you met the Rebbe on the train, when you met Reb Chaim, and he told him this ma'isa, that Reb Chaim denied saying this teretz, and Reb Baruch Haber said, how could that be? He said, I heard this teretz mamash from Reb Chaim myself, so I know that he did say it, so why is Reb Chaim saying that he never said it? And Reb Yaakov Kamenetsky is mazber over there that he said Avada Reb Chaim said it, but when Reb Mendel said it over to Reb Chaim, it wasn't exactly the same nosach as Reb Chaim said it. It was maybe off by a word or something like that. And therefore, he denied saying it because Reb Chaim is very medactic how the svar should be said. So he did say it, but wasn't exactly how he said it. So Al Kopanim, Sounds like from this Masaira that Reb Chaim Taki did say it, and then it's Taka Shver from Taisus. What could be the Pshat? The Chayr from Taisus is seen not like Reb Chaim. You see that it does have a din of Chita, and the Chayr would have a din Shemin as well. So I saw a Svara from in the Shirim over here from Michal Feinstein. He says that there's a Makom to be Mechalik between what Reb Chaim is saying and what Taisus is saying. He says it could be La'olam Taisus is Maida that if you create something Adei Nes, it is considered that Dabar. So a Chita Adei Nes is a Chita. And if you create a Zeis Adei Nes, it's a Zeis. But the problem is, this Shemen over here did not come from Zeisim, didn't even come from a Zeis of a Nes. It just became Shemen. So the Shemen of Nes is not considered Shemen Zeis. It didn't come from a Zeis. So Shemen it is, but not Shemen Zeis. So if a Zeis was created through a Nes and then you made Shemen from that, that would be Shemen Zeis because it has a din of a Zeis. But to create Shemen Zeis without the Zeis, to skip that stage and just call it Shemen Zeis, that it would not be considered Shemen Zeis. And for that reason, Reb Chaim held that it's not good, even though the Chita Taka was good, and the feed that there's a makom to Yashu Reb Chaim that it's able to shtim with this tesis.